Everybody, it's Sean Connery in the set of my new movie.
What would that be? Smack That Bitch or what?
Well, you're close. I'm starring with Lucy Liu. Yeah,
Lucy Liu?
Action movie. Yeah.
The only freckle-faced Oriental in the Hollywood or what?
Yeah, you know the name of it?
No, I don't know. What's the name of it?
Oh, The Vagina from China.
I don't think she's from China.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles. Come on.
Give it a I think she's time. From, like, San Mateo or something.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I don't think she's from China.
China? I don't know.
You should have said, who was that lady in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, that one?
Oh, that would have really blown the joke wide open, I think.
She's from China.
Well, in the movie she was, in Shanghai Noon she was from China, so I just assumed.
Oh, you just assumed. I'm unaware of people's nationalities. I just assume. You know,
sorry. I'll consult Wikipedia next time. Jeez, I go to make a
free. Sounds like you already did consult Wikipedia.
Jeez.
I was. That's funny. That's funny you bring that up because I wrote a little, couple paragraphs about how much I hate daylight saving time.
Oh, I read that. Yeah.
And I was checking Wikipedia. I looked at Wikipedia real quick to. To confirm, like, it was as I was writing it, and somebody changed the whole Wikipedia page on daylight saving time to poop while I was looking at it. I refreshed it and said poop, and then somebody reverted it. Yeah.
What?
Come I'm on. Telling you the truth.
What?
I was going back and forth and went and refreshing it, and somebody changed the whole Wikipedia page on daylight saving time to poop, the word poop.
Okay.
I thought that was funny considering what I was writing about it, you know.
Yeah.
I get
yeah.
so pissed off because it's just so stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I read your rant there, man. It just goes on.
I know. I probably should admit it. But what the fuck? I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
I got nothing better to do. I got nothing better to do. I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, I gathered that when I read it. I'm like,
yeah, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Huh.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm really worn out today. I'm just tired.
Tired?
Yeah, I was, I went to a conference over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually spoke. I was a speaker.
At, was it NAMBLA?
No. Son of a bitch.
You spoke.
Yeah, I was a speaker. I was speaking.
And my name is Parliament.
And did you 20 voices by Parliament?
Did you bring up your stapler?
Not you. Remember, you're the one. You played Baby Elephant on the stapler.
Yeah. What did you speak about?
Well, about my work, but I don't want to go into that too much about what I was speaking about. I talked about stuff that I do for work, and one of several, huh?
Was it your work as a personal trainer?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. I'd like to tell you about my strategies on personal training. Number one, don't sit around a lot, like I do. No, I don't want to go into particular details, but I was speaking, and I was like one of like five other sessions going on, right?
Mm.
And so, I mean, we didn't have everybody. I wasn't like a keynote speaker or anything like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just one of many speakers, but it's kind of fun. I've actually done this, this is the only second time I've spoken at a thing. I mean, other than like in meetings and stuff, but this is like people I don't know, you know?
Yeah,
are there, and they come in to listen to whatever I had to say. And so I thought it would be kind of fun. You know, I kind of volunteered myself, and it was actually kind of fun. I was really surprised. The only problem I have is that I'm not the most well-prepared person there is all the time, you know. I try.
I'm Bob Lamont. I've been sober for 3 days.
3 days. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, but this time I really tried to prepare. Mm-hmm. But the dumb thing was, the stuff that I prepared, they really weren't that interested in, but then I kind of just, at the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not the end of it, but, like, I prepared this whole big thing, and I kind of blew through it, right? And I'm like, oh, shit, I had, like, an hour and a half.
What?
I had an hour and a half session, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, I'm, like, down to, like, my last, I, like, blow through all this prepared stuff, and nobody's asking questions or anything, you know? And I get down, and I only have, like, about, like, 6 slides left, and they're real broad, right?
Yeah.
I filled time, man. I couldn't believe it. I set a little timer for myself, and I couldn't believe I filled the whole damn hour and a half.
I believe it.
It's crazy. Yeah, I know. You believe it. Oh, blow hard.
I've listened to you talk about crap I wasn't even interested in for, like,
well,
a
then,
long time.
And these people did as well. These people did as well.
Did they have to pay? Did they pay to listen to you? Or?
Well, they didn't pay me. They paid the conference, yeah.
Oh, my God. And they had to listen to you?
They had to listen to me. Well, one of the problems I had, though, was, I'm a people watcher, mostly. I really don't like, I mean, I'm not really a public speaking type person, but I guess this is public speaking in a way, but like standing up in front of an audience, public speaking, you know what I mean? And so I'm more of a person that likes to sit in the back and kind of look at everybody and just, you know,
mm-hmm.
think about, well, what's that person like or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the bad part was I'm up in front talking and doing the same damn thing. So.
Is this where you're like, you're supposed to imagine people naked or?
Oh, no, I don't imagine people naked.
This isn't weird, did it? Or
there wasn't anybody who would be, you know, I wanted to imagine naked that was in there at the time, to be honest with you.
Stripper convention.
Yeah, it wasn't a stripper convention. By far, it was not. You know, I was probably the average age, though, so they were all about my age, so it wasn't, you know, I was like, oh, geez, nice. Where's the 21-year-old, you know? That's what I want to know. So anyway, but the weird thing was, it's like, I couldn't believe that I was still able to hone in on all these, you know, we'll call them, peculiarities of people.
While you're talking.
While I'm talking, which is very distracting, let me tell you.
You enjoy checking out buttocks. Not,
well, I couldn't see buttocks from that vantage.
Not in a weird way, but you just like to study them.
Right, yeah, not in a weird way.
Not in a dirty way, you just are like a connoisseur of.
Well, no, I can size, you know, size people's up by their butts, that's all.
Yeah, well, I just want to get that out there.
But now everybody's sitting down for the most part. And it was just funny because, you know, it's like I'm looking out there and it's like stringy hair lady. And you know how we make up nicknames for everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're just flying through my head the whole time I'm trying to, like, present, you know. Oh, there's stringy hair lady. Oh, there's high, squeaky voice, annoying woman. And then she asked me a question. Almost, you know, I was just afraid that I was going to go, yes, you know, high, squeaky voice, annoying woman, what's your question? Yeah, I was like, Eric. Remember Eric at college?
I wrote a Star Trek script.
I do, actually, yes, I do.
There was this guy, his name was Eric, wasn't it? Or was it something else? I can't remember.
Oh, don't ask me that. Yeah, that's a
anyway, he went to college with us, and he would always want to talk about Star Trek. I wrote a script for Next Generation. And
yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
He used to just annoy the piss out of everybody who was around him talking about that shit. So now it's a squeaky voice lady. I have a question. You know.
What's the difference between a Mac and a PC?
Yeah, and she was, but she was like,
well, glad you asked that.
Well, PCs wear glasses and Macintoshes wear black jeans, so thank you. Thank you for your question.
The but she was, she was just weird sounding. I mean, I was thinking she was, like, being goofy, but I think that was really her voice, so. And then there was Flipper Hand Lady. That was a hard one.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
She had a deformity.
Yeah, she kind of had this flipper hand. And
there's a question in the front row.
You know how they always do those things where they have the guys and they see where they're looking at, you know? And they're always like looking at women's tits.
Yeah.
I could not keep my eyes off that flipper hand.
Excuse me, Mr. Bobble Matt. Excuse me, I got a question.
Yeah, and she used that to raise her hand with, too. That was a pretty
good idea. Oh, no. Yeah. Was she trying to, like, gesture with it, like,
now, I went to that room over there.
A little bit, not too much. I mean, I don't know if anybody else noticed it. It was like, you know, that on MASH, Gary Berghoff, who played Radar, had kind of a funny hand.
You told me that, and every time I watch MASH now, you son of a bitch, I'm always looking for it.
But you used to always hold the clipboard with that hand, right?
Yeah, thanks for telling me. You ruined MASH for me.
You really can't see it so much. Well, it was like that. She was very stealthily using her hand. He wasn't like waving it around saying, look at my flipper hand, but I just zeroed in on it. And the funny thing was, I talked to this lady earlier in the day and didn't notice it. And so while I'm talking, I notice it. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like focused on it. It was, you know, it might as well just been Pam Anderson running through there nude or something. It was just like I couldn't get my eyes off.
I'm assuming you did not shake her hand when you met her then.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Yeah.
I really don't like to touch people too often. So.
I know you don't. This is going to be.
So, but if you remember, this goes back to college, but we met this one girl I used to work with. We met some of her friends.
Yes.
And I shook her friend's hand and she was missing some fingers, right?
Oh, yeah, that freaked you out.
I didn't, like, let her know about it, but boy, oh boy, I was like, wow, what was the hell's going on there? You know what I mean?
Right.
And not that I have a problem with that. I want to say, you know, I'm not, that's not like an issue. It's just I like to know before I do that so it's not so shocking to feel like there's something missing, you know what I mean?
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice your...
And I was already at that point staring at her other friend because her nose looked like it was a piece of rock sticking out of her face. It was so large and jagged.
You should see my boobs.
Yeah, So anyway, the last time I did a talk like this, it was the people were a little more. It was a lot less people. Number one, I only had like a handful of people. This time I had like almost 20 people, and they were all fairly normal, and you know, no peculiarities there. So this time it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm like, you know, oh look, there's Kenny Rogers guy. There's, you know.
Through the years.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, and there was one dude there, and
how do you feel about plastic surgery?
Yeah. Well, it's hard enough being, you know, a fat guy, you know, standing up talking to people, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not completely comfortable. It's like Cliff Clavin up there or something. Hey there, let me tell you about
This wasn't a Jenny Craig meeting, was it?
No, it wasn't a Jenny Craig
meeting. I want my money back! Look at that fat, toasty bastard!
I've been eating the Jenny Craig brownies, obviously, for quite some time. I've lost like 2 or 3 pounds, maybe. But I've been doing pretty good. My goal is 2 or 3 pounds for the year, so I'm already way up on that.
Hey, what is this, Whale Watchers?
Whale Watchers. No, the wild thing was that they actually all gave me pretty good scores on the old eval. So a friend that I was with, a coworker I was with, insisted the next day on getting a hold of the evals and telling them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but they all turned out to be pretty good. So
the fat chick with glasses is pretty hot.
That's right. That fat chick. Thank you.
Is this the Facts of Life reunion? Because I think it's Mindy Kahn up there.
There's Natalie speaking to us.
Oh, look, it's Natalie! Look!
Well, you take the good and you take the bad. Take them both. There you have. Facts of Life. Did you realize back during the Edna Edibles era that I did touch George Clooney's nutsack? I just wanted to tell you that.
I think it's the modern-day Kathleen Turner up there. Look.
That's right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
That's funny. It looks kind of like a woman, but sounds like Larry King. I don't know what the hell is going on there with that woman. Yeah, so it was just an interesting experience. I was really hoping, you know, I was like, no, I figured they got like four other choices, right?
Right.
Like everybody's gonna go there, right?
Right.
So what happens is we get started and start talking and everything. Well, evidently the in the room next to where I was at, that person, the speaker just never showed up or something. And they all came walking in and sat down then. And so then I had, like, all these people that I wasn't... I mean, we had a good number of people before, like, you know.
Oh.
But that kind of, like, really increased. It was like a third more people came into the room all of a sudden.
We're sorry, Ryan Seacrest couldn't make it tonight.
That's right.
But we're going to have Mindy Kahn. Mindy Kahn will be next time.
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was an interesting experience all the way around there.
Congratulations.
Well, I just, you know, it was, I'd never done anything, you know. Well, the second time I've spoken about stuff, and the first time was, like, literally, like, less than five people. So it was more of a conversation than anything else.
There was, like, a family reunion, too.
Yeah,
so
it was like, yeah.
Really
it was a family. So this time it was a little bit more like it was almost real because there was, we broke 10 people, so it was like almost 20 people in there. It was like, oh, hey, geez.
All right, we're going to draw straws and see who has to sit at the little kid's table. Come on now.
Yeah, come on. And then I ended up eating dinner with Kenny Rogers, so that was all right.
Through the years.
Through the years. He was a fascinating gentleman, so. He was. So that was just a weird deal because, you know, I don't, that's not my forte there, so.
Right.
So, number one, to have Kenny Rogers in my, in the talk there, and then later that night I was sitting across the table at dinner. There were several people who were with the group that went out to dinner then, and I was sitting next to Kenny Rogers. So it was interesting to say the least, I'll tell you.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, you know, I know that you're, you know, you got it all together.
Wow.
Miles' title, but it was interesting to me.
Yeah.
But I just really got to get out of that thing where I'm looking at people like, you know.
Yeah.
Giving them nicknames because it's just a bad way to go about it whenever you're doing Q&A, that's for sure. Stand up there and laugh, you know what I mean?
Miss Banana Boobies, you have
that's
a question?
Right.
What the hell are you?
Especially when I, and at one point, the one lady, the stringy haired lady, was actually kind of arguing with me about a point. I mean, I was, you know, giving forth some information, and she's like, really? You know?
More than a mouthful is wasted. Well, I disagree.
And then I'm like, yes, that's, you know, that's the way it is. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Pretty much.
And then, so I felt like, you know, felt like I was shooting the poor lady down or something, but I couldn't couldn't stop myself. I'm standing in front of all these people. I'm not going to tell you a lie to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, really? Really? I'm like, yep. Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. You can go check the Wikipedia page. It might say poop.
Poop.
Poop. So anyway.
Wow.
Until next time.